Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Quickies, The Handbook of Brief Sex Therapy, 3rd edition. Edited by Shelley Green and Douglas Flamons. Forward by Michael F. Hoyt. Narrated by Viviana Marlowe. Publisher's note. In this audio edition, you will hear references to figures present in the print and e-book formats of the book. Forward to the first edition. I was quite moved by Douglas Flamons's and Shelley Green's decision to dedicate this book to the memory of Gary Sanders. Having known him for over 30 years, and having shared the same daily workspace with him for the last 20 of these, I am very confident that he would have felt deeply honored and extremely grateful. Gary was a dedicated clinician, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, a sex therapist, a couples therapist, and a family therapist. He was also an academic scholar and an extremely talented teacher who loved educating medical students, colleagues, clients, and others about sexuality. Throughout his career, he actively participated in generating the kinds of therapeutic quickies described here, and he would have been delighted to read this wonderful collection of chapters. Quickies clearly reflects the respectful and resource-oriented values that Gary held so strongly. The authors clarify and creatively apply many of the clinical ideas and methods he used and taught. Indeed, the whole book is a wonderful acknowledgement of what Gary, with all his characteristic passion, lived and worked for. I can easily imagine him smiling, chuckling, bursting out laughing, and occasionally even exclaiming, "Yes, yes," as he read these pages. Many years ago, when Gary talked and wrote about the five sexy words, volition, mutuality, arousal, vulnerability, and trust, to define best sex, he was already striving toward a second-order perspective that clearly gave the experience of sexual intimacy priority over sexual activity. He often used a strategic question to help his clients recognize and acknowledge the importance of this. If, for some reason, you could have only one aspect of sex in your life, intimacy or intercourse, but not both, which would you prefer? His focus on sexual experience rather than sexual behavior enabled him to easily bridge the domains of homosexuality and heterosexuality, and to respectfully validate a wide range of human sexual experiences and events. One particularly empowering aspect of his work, especially with adolescents, was to give permission for freedom of thought and feeling, while opening space for them to choose to act or to not act upon those thoughts and feelings. He found that simply giving permission within a cultural context of prohibition and judgment was incredibly healing. He told many stories of so-called sexual deviance that melted away as clients were liberated to imagine freely, to understand what was most important for them experientially, and to choose freely to not act on certain thoughts. Indeed, some of the most bizarre fetishes in teenagers and young adults simply dissolved and evaporated as they internalized ramifications and consequences without duress. With committed couples, he was often fond of saying, "It doesn't matter where you stimulate your appetite, as long as you eat at home." And for them, he added love and commitment to his five sexy words. Gary was acutely sensitive to the important issue of the abuse of power in the relationships and experiences of clients. He thought of sexual assault as an oxymoron. For him, any imposition or abuse was out-and-out violence and had nothing to do with sexuality. He often used a baseball analogy to clarify this, pointing out that sexual assault has no more to do with sex than smashing someone's head with a baseball bat has to do with baseball. Usually he embellished the analogy quite a bit to make it incredulous and shocking for the listener. I have certainly learnt from him that clearly separating the notions of sex and sexuality from any experiences of abuse is extremely liberating for clients who have suffered not only from the abuse, but also from a debilitating conflation of the incompatible experiences of sex and violence. Gary was unusually gifted in his ability to tease these sensitive issues apart, and did so with a marvelous combination of humor and respect. Yet, despite his extraordinary clinical skills, I suspect Gary would readily agree that there is much that even he could learn from the chapters in this book. There is a certain rigor here in the conceptualization and implementation of systemic, solution-focused brief therapy and narrative ideas and interventions that makes one sense a significant maturation in social constructionist and second-order systemic approaches to therapy. Indeed, I consider it quite an achievement to successfully apply these new and innovative therapy methods so effectively in the domain of human sexuality. Thus, I happily join Gary in applauding the sensitivity, thoughtfulness, and creativity of all the contributions in this fine volume. Carl Thom, MD, LMCC, FRCPC, CRCPC. Forward to the third edition. Michael F. Hoyt, PhD. I recall attending a human sexuality conference at which one of the participants summarized the day by saying, "Sex is between your legs, gender is between your ears, and sexuality is between the sheets." Indeed, in the realm of sexual experience, fire and desire, there is a lot that can get problematic. The moving parts aren't just physical. They involve attitudes, beliefs, and transactions, all situated in larger sociocultural contexts. Making sense of what's happening, how bodies and minds come together, or don't, can be perplexing for both clients and clinicians. Editors Shelley Green and Douglas Flamans and their confrères are to be thanked and congratulated for providing engaging descriptions of ways to address and efficiently remedy a whole range of sexual difficulties. Inspired especially by concepts from both the Mental Research Institute and solution-focused therapy, with appropriate heritage nods toward Gregory Bateson and Milton Erickson, the commitment of the editors and authors to time-sensitive practice makes Quickies the perfect title. Each well-written chapter is a guide into a particular area. Drawing from various brief therapy approaches, all the authors in Quickies emphasize the importance of appreciating and respecting the client's worldview, culture, history, context, preferences, and skills. They affirm understanding and compassion, encouragement and possibilities. They make clear the role of therapist empathy, self-awareness, and honesty. And they all highlight a systemic and relational perspective. We make meaning and become human in interaction with others. As I wrote in Some Stories Are Better Than Others, aesthetics, effects, and ethics are all important. We like stories that are well told, that are vivid and eloquent, that involve the generation and resolution of some tension, that see the protagonist emerge successfully, perhaps even triumphantly. A good story does more than merely relate facts. A good story invigorates. Narrative changes ramify throughout the system. The authors in Quickies all help their clients to tell and live better stories. The first and revised editions of Quickies are fine volumes. This new, third edition is even better. Almost all the chapters that have been carried over have been significantly updated, and some have been almost completely rewritten. 8 new chapters have also been added. The result is a version that discusses more ways to promote safety, acceptance, and change, illuminates some of the intersections of ethnicity, race, social class, and sexual identity, offers time-sensitive, brief ideas for aiding both survivors and perpetrators of sexual violence, reviews and contrasts sex therapy approaches, considers the impact of the internet, and gives much-needed recognition to the multiplicities of sexual being. Professional counsel is sometimes sought when clients are struggling with getting their bodies and minds to cooperate with sexual pleasure. As indicated by its subtitle, The Handbook of Brief Sex Therapy, this new edition covers a range of clinical problems, from the common to the unusual. In what now seems a long time ago, I was working with a transgender client who was transitioning from male to female. In an early session, I probably had a strange look on my face, and she said, "Hey, if you think this is confusing, you ought to try being me." As with many of my other cases, spanning an assortment of issues, I wish I, and my client, had had the benefit, now available, of reading quickies. Preface to First Edition. When we started teaching courses on human sexuality and sex therapy to graduate students almost 20 years ago, Gary Sanders inspired us with his brilliantly funny, respectful, and passionate approach to working with clients' sexual issues. It seemed at the time, and perhaps not too much has changed, that no one in the field was talking about sex. Gary, bushwhacking through new territory, offered a unique, systemic understanding, splashed with his playful and liberating tone and informed by his ongoing clinical work. By introducing our students to a primer Gary had written on human sexuality and to Gary's and Carl Tom's application of cybernetics to clients' sexual dilemmas, we gave them a new way to appreciate and understand sex and sex therapy. These writings helped us encourage our students to apply their developing expertise in brief, systemic, and family therapies to their work with couples dealing with sexual issues. With our course and their other training under their belts, they didn't need to refer such cases to a sex therapist. They could handle such cases themselves. It was in part because of the solitary nature of Gary's voice that we decided to create this handbook. Year after year, we struggled to find readings for our students that didn't land them in the midst of a medicalized, pathology-based approach to sex therapy. Coming up with precious few such readings, we finally decided to search out therapists who, like Gary, would be willing to write about their fresh ideas. How delighted we were to discover, as we suspected, that creative therapists are working systemically with clients' sexual issues. As you'll soon find out, the work these therapists are doing is brief, strength-based, and often playfully humorous, reflecting the values that Gary embodied so well. Already undergoing treatment for cancer when we told him of our plans for quickies, Gary kindly declined our offer to contribute a chapter. But though his words are missing from this book, his spirit is very much in evidence throughout. His appreciation for context, his notion of mutualist relationships, his ability to deeply honor his clients, his generous invitation into understanding and valuing gay and lesbian relationships, and his irrepressible sense of humor echo through these chapters. We dedicate this book to Gary's memory, with grateful thanks for the gifts he shared with us all. Introduction. In our almost 30 years, each, of teaching brief therapy concepts and practices to master's and doctoral family therapy students, we have had many conversations about how therapists, while steeped in systemic, relational understandings, often feel the need to refer clients to a sex therapist when sexual issues arise in therapy. What is it about discussing sex that can feel so daunting, so different, so uncomfortable, so foreign to our training and experience, and so beyond our expertise? Fortunately, for the sake of our clinical practice and this book, we share neither this reluctance nor the assumption that working with sexual concerns requires a different clinical specialization or approach. We do believe, however, that engaging in transformative conversations about clients' sexual concerns requires thoughtful consideration and understanding of how bodies work in terms of desire, arousal, anxiety, and so on, of our comfort level when discussing sex overtly, and of how sexuality informs and contextualizes human relationships. We consider discussions with clients about their sexual experiences to be an integral part of our ongoing conversations about their relationships. Our clinical lens and professional stance do not change when the topic turns to sex. Rather, we believe our foundational brief therapy assumptions are especially relevant and potent when applied to sexual concerns. We also find time and again that discussing our clients' sexual lives affords us unique access to strengths and connections that may not be available through any other dialogue. When we developed the first edition of Quickies in 2004 and the revised edition in 2007, we were motivated by our strong desire to offer our students, in the human sexuality class we teach, the same kind of clinical and theoretical clarity and creativity that they were finding in their brief therapy classes. Along with our students, we were immersed in relational ways of viewing the world and of understanding therapy. However, when we explored possible readings for the course, we found we were limited, with few exceptions, to a more traditional, linear sex therapy literature that did not coincide with the systemic ideas that permeated our program. Thus, the idea for Quickies was born. We sought out respected colleagues in the brief therapy community and invited them to write about their clinical approaches to sexual issues. The resulting volumes were well received and included intriguing case material from a range of seasoned clinicians. Many contributors were writing about their sex cases for the first time, and we appreciated the fresh and creative ideas they each offered. In the 11 intervening years since the last edition, we have become increasingly aware of new challenges and treatment issues in the field that we hadn't previously addressed. It is our good fortune that there continue to be innovative, thoughtful, and forward-thinking brief therapists who are lighting the path to treating clients with diverse sexualities and experiences. The chapters in this third edition again offer creative and sound clinical approaches for working with a vast array of concerns related to sexuality and sexual expression. We are honored to welcome so many new contributors to this volume, and we are grateful for the efforts of our previous contributors to revise and update their work for this new edition. As in the previous editions, the authors included here are passionate about entering their clients' worldview, about offering validation and respect for clients' choices and understandings, and about developing collaborative means for resolving client concerns. A brief therapy sensibility permeates all the work you will hear in this book. Therapists honoring their clients' solutions and privileging their clients' expertise. These commonalities provide a strong theoretical foundation for this handbook of brief sex therapy. And yet the authors each bring a unique perspective to their therapeutic alliances with clients. In addition to clear theoretical principles and interesting clinical applications, you will also find in this new edition attention to specific topics and populations, including work with intimate partner violence in sexual relationships, infidelity and betrayal, consensual non-monogamy in intimate relationships, internet-based sex and pornography, LGBTQ sexualities and relationships, sexual abuse and assault, working with both survivors and offenders, and cross-cultural perspectives of sexual expression. Each chapter includes a theoretical and clinical anchor and provides rich clinical case examples with transcripts to illustrate the clinician's specific approach. We have organized this new edition into theoretical and topical sections to highlight each of our authors' contributions and to offer our readers a clear path through the chapters. The volume begins with Models of Brief Sex Therapy, explicating some of the foundational ideas of our field, and then moves to a series of issue-specific sections, including Beyond Monogamy, Cultural, Sexual Minorities, and Sexual Violence. Coming full circle and returning to theory, we conclude the volume with Roots of Brief Therapy. Within the Models of Brief Sex Therapy section, we launch the volume by describing our own relational model, informed by Bateson's ideas and Erickson's practices, as well as the work of the MRI, Mental Research Institute, SFBT, Solution-Focused Brief Therapy, and the Milan team. Through diverse clinical case examples, we illustrate our non-pathologizing, non-normative approach to understanding and transforming clients' sexual conundrums. Our focus on intense, empathic curiosity guides our questions and our stance. We move from being outsiders to entering fully into our clients' worldview, engaging deeply with those understandings, and opening doors to allow for change informed by the client's wisdom. Monte Bobel approaches a unique problem, bad orgasms, in his own inimitable MRI Texan manner, joining gently with his client's own understandings and descriptions, and offering elegant interventions that quickly disrupt problem sequences while preserving the client's self-respect and worldview. Putting the spin of second-order cybernetics on the theoretical premises of MRI practices, Monty shows how to make quick and significant therapeutic progress by honoring the uniqueness of clients' sexual dilemmas, understandings, and interactions. In a freshly updated chapter, Scott Frazier and Andy Solovey describe their theoretically rich and complex process approach, incorporating ideas from the MRI and SFBT, as well as a second-order understanding of change, to put forth a sophisticated understanding of brief therapy that provides clarity for proceeding clinically. Noting the lack of an overarching theory in the field of sex therapy, Scott and Andy demonstrate the specifics of their process model with strong analyses of compelling sex therapy cases. As in our initial edition, Bill O'Hanlon brings his trademark wit, clinical clarity, and brief therapy sensibilities to offer a thought-provoking clinical discussion of how to create possibilities in clients' lives. His Ericksonian lineage is fully apparent in his respectful and yet difference-inducing interventions. Our section on non-monogamy includes the innovative new work of Adrian Blow, Tina Tim, Julie Albright, and Mary Andres. All of these authors address clinical issues that have arisen in part as a result of our current cultural and technological milieu. All therapists working with couples will at some point encounter the often daunting experience of dealing with the aftermath of affairs. In their thoughtful and theoretically rich chapter, Adrian Blow and Tina Tim provide clear direction for maintaining focus in what is often some of the most challenging clinical terrain we enter. With their guidance, readers will develop a sense of how to respond ethically and effectively while attending to the tensions and polarities of couples experiencing this particular storm of emotions. In a new topic for Quickies, Tina Tim brings her deep respect, curiosity, and self-reflective process to working with clients who choose non-monogamy within committed relationships. Tina reminds us to check our biases, challenge our assumptions, and listen to our clients about what works best for them, noting that dominant discourses can be irrelevant and potentially damaging when clients' sexual expressions do not fit the norm. Our online world has changed vastly in the past 11 years, and the new work of Julie Albright and Mary Andres explores the myriad ways the internet intersects with our clients' sexual lives, bringing possibility, fear, betrayal, and an overabundance of choice. Through their analysis, we learn about how clients manage their presentations of self and create idealized images that increase the complexity and unpredictability of their intimate relationships. Incorporating both research and clinical perspectives, Julie and Mary invite the reader into greater awareness of the influence of the omnipresent Internet as Other. Our next section, Cultural Sexual Minorities, invites the reader into an exploration of diversity, exploring the lives of clients whose sexual identities, orientations, and expressions, as well as their cultural heritage, identify them as minorities. Leading off this discussion is Daniel Alonzo, who offers a beautifully respectful and engaging approach to working with same-sex couples. Addressing multicultural considerations in thoughtful and collaborative ways, Daniel's evocative work demonstrates his passionate respect for his clients and his strong awareness of the complexities they face as both sexual and cultural minorities. Previous editions of Quickies did not address transgender individuals and their relationships. Cultural changes over the past 11 years have brought this topic into public awareness and much more prevalently into our therapy rooms. Alex Ian Toffee and Kristen Benson provide an informed, clear, and thought-provoking invitation to readers to become trans-affirming therapists, to challenge our assumptions about the gender binary, to explore our language practices and our gendered biases about our clients' sexual expression, and to affirm our clients in all the rich complexity of their gender identities and sexualities. As tour guides through relatively new territory, Alex and Kristen provide a wealth of wisdom and direction. As an international family therapy trainer, Lori Charlet lives and works around the globe, training therapists practicing in countries where violence and oppression are daily companions. In her provocative new chapter, she invites us into the world of language, translation, and border crossings, describing how we may explore the sexual stories of clients from varied cultural backgrounds with respect, humor, and awe. In the next section, devoted to exploring issues of sexual violence, Christine Belliard brings both a personal and clinical lens to working with couples who experience violence in their sexual relationships. Reflecting on her own experiences, as well as the lessons she has learned from clients about presuming safety, asking uncomfortable questions, exploring unanticipated resources, and privileging her clients' voices, Christine embodies a collaborative approach while retaining the necessary therapeutic flexibility to push beyond initial responses and move toward building safer relationships. Martha Laughlin and Kate Warner's newly revised chapter incorporates recent events in our country that have put our attitudes toward sex, violence, and entitlement into stark relief. Drawing on excerpts from the Stanford rape case, Martha and Kate offer new ways to make sense of the sexual abuse and violence experiences that clients bring into our offices, and they offer compassionate and informed ways to respond therapeutically. Scrupulous and creative in orienting relationally to everything they do and how they describe it, Martha and Kate introduce the notion of remembering relationship as a goal of sexual abuse treatment, as opposed to the more typical commitment to clients remembering traumas. William Rambo's chapter details his therapeutic work over 3 decades with court-mandated, felony-convicted sexual offenders. Although he sees clients in treatment groups for an average of 5 years, Bill still considers himself a brief therapist, fully embracing Batesonian ideas and MRI assumptions and techniques. His context-sensitive and profoundly respectful approach eschews the easy relief afforded by condemnation, and in so doing, he turns traditional treatment models on their head and challenges us to rethink the comfortable habits of thought that allow us to separate us from them. In the final section, we return to the roots of brief therapy, offering 2 explications of work informed by founders in our field, Milton Erickson and John Weakland. In the first chapter, Eric Greenleaf offers a complex and trance-inducing narrative of his
sample complete. Ready to continue?